Hello and welcome back to the next exercise in part one of the guided self-study program, Freedom from Self-Doubt, three fast, easy ways to boost your self-love and accept your magnificence. I'm Kit Fury, and this next exercise is from the book Solutions by Leslie Cameron Bandler LeBeau. What we're going to do is create the experience for you to look at yourself through the eyes of someone you know loves you. So go ahead and find a place to get comfortable. Drink water if you're not well hydrated. Might be handy to have your journal or some paper, something to write on. We're going to imagine for the time being that you're an author. You're writing a book in which you, yourself, are a character along with the many people who've played parts in your life, making it what it is today. It's time for you to identify someone in your life who you know loves you. It's not important that you love this person, but critically important that you know he or she loves you. Search through the people in your life now until you found that person. That person you know loves you. Now just imagine that you're sitting at a desk or a table, and on that desk or table is a computer, paper, pen, all the things you need for writing a book. Across from you are windows or perhaps sliding glass doors looking out to the outside. In fact, you can even imagine that you're looking out onto your favorite place in nature if you wish. And you notice that there, occupied in some endeavor, is that special person who you know loves you. It's come to that time in the book that you're writing for you to describe this very character. You sit back looking at this person who loves you, musing to yourself as you let the possibilities form of how to describe this person in words, how to capture and express in words what it is that makes this person unique, the words that would allow a reader to see this person as you do. So you describe to yourself the idiosyncratic gestures, words, looks, and behaviors that make this person unique and special. Sense of humor, passion, intellect, foolishness, blind spots, strengths, weaknesses, the small and the global that coalesce into making this person unique in all the world. You listen to your own description, feeling the feelings that come and move through you as you watch this person on the other side of the glass. As your description draws to a close, you quietly change positions. You float up out from behind your eyes, sitting there at the table, and you float outside and enter, slipping down gently behind the eyes of the other person, becoming this person who loves you. And looking through this person's eyes, you look up from the activity in which you've been so engrossed, and you see you sitting there on the other side of the glass, working on your book. You see yourself through the eyes of someone who loves you, seeing for the first time what someone who loves you sees as this person looks at you. Listening closely, you hear your own gestures, words, and looks described by someone who loves you. You see yourself through the eyes of someone who loves you. You recognize qualities and attributes that may have been unknown or viewed as faults through your own eyes. Viewing yourself through the thoughts, perceptions, and memories of someone who loves you, you find yourself to be someone to love. Someone who enriches another by the simple act of being yourself. You hear and see what it is about you that this person cherishes. Holding close all that is worth knowing, when you feel complete, you slowly come back into your own being, slipping back down in behind your own eyes, remembering who you are to someone who loves you. Go ahead and complete and respond to the questions on your study guide, noticing what has opened up for you and what new choices you decide to make as a result of what you experienced in this exercise. Take all the time you need, and when you're ready, I'll join you for part 2 of the program.